Welcome back to Behind the Pen, a platform to speak the unknown ideas better shared behind the pen. Welcome back, and I just want to take this time to say thank you to my regular listeners and to my returning listeners, to say thank you so much for the support. It truly means a lot, and I appreciate you taking the time to just listen and be part of this amazing journey. And to those who'll be listening to the first time, I just want to say welcome. This is a platform to speak the unknown ideas better shared behind the pen. This is a platform to speak about those ideas that you cannot pen down, but you're able to speak about them. So guys, as promised, this is day 2 of 10 as I commemorate my 27th birthday, and I just thought, why not not talk about the amazing work that I created just last month. So I promised you that I'll be going through every topic that I've written in my book, just to dive deep into the topic and to really talk about it in depth, because you know, sometimes when you write something down, you cannot express it as much as you would want to express it when you speak about it. Hence why the platform Behind the Pen. I think as time goes on, it will make sense to a lot of you. And most probably somebody would ask, but why would you write a book whilst you have a podcast? Well, sometimes it's amazing, or it's a good thing to leave a footprint of what you are doing, right? Because sometimes in some areas, podcasts can reach people, but books can. So there are areas where books can reach and the areas where podcasts can also reach. So I like to cast my net and use both my talents. I want to believe deep down I'm a writer, but then again, I know I'm a speaker more than a writer. So hence why I just thought, this has been burning within me. Let me just leave a footprint about it. So today it's a bittersweet topic. When I wrote about it, I was going through so many emotions, you know, and I think I reached a point in my life where I had told myself that I do not want to be a victim anymore, but I want to take responsibility of the things that have been happening in my life. And I told myself that you need to learn to be kind to yourself despite the challenges that you're going through. So if you're wondering, my book is called Unleashing the Power of Self-Love and Living Your Best Now. And today we're going to be talking about forgiving yourself. Forgiving yourself for the mistakes that you have made. Forgiving yourself for the wrongs that people have done to you. Forgiving yourself for all the times that you have disappointed yourself, you know, forgiving yourself for not being where you want to be at this particular time. And I know most of us actually feel that forgiveness is all about when somebody has done something to you. But I'm here to tell you that forgiveness is not merely about absolving others or rectifying a wrong done to you. It is neither a quick fix. But forgiveness, rather, is acknowledging the need for healing. It's a recognition of your inherent power and an affirmation of your inner voice. You know, this is where you're saying, I believe that forgiveness is a step to my healing. I believe that forgiveness is that key to my inner voice, you know, to that voice that has been suppressed by pain, to that voice that has been suppressed by doubt, to that voice that has been suppressed by hopelessness. So this is a time to say that, you know what, I know there's something bigger than this. And I got to realize that, you know what, forgiveness doesn't really have to be that so-and-so did this to me and I need to forgive them, or this person hurt me and I need to forgive them. No, but I believe that it starts first with yourself. Forgive yourself. When so-and-so did 1, 2, 3 to you, what did it arise in you? What did it awaken in you? You know, that's a sign to show you that you need to start with yourself. You need to forgive yourself first. You need to acknowledge that before you can forgive the next person, you need to forgive yourself first. It starts with self-forgiveness first. Because something that I wrote is that while we often hear about forgiving others with scriptural support, we seldom hear about the value of forgiving ourselves. And I wanted to believe that this is a time to shift the focus inward and forgive ourselves for the past mistakes, the self-doubt, neglecting our needs, you know, not taking care of ourselves. And because I know this is going to be controversial, but also forgiving yourself for people who have hurt you, you know, even if it's somebody who has raped you, somebody who has molested you, somebody who has abused you physically, somebody who has hurt you in the most painful way. Even though it must be as painful as it sounds, I want to believe that you need to forgive yourself, you know, for going through that. Not saying that it is your fault, but just to say that you want to heal from it. You want to be the bigger person. You want to grow from such an incident. You know, talking about losing a loved one, talking about abandonment of a parent. You know, some people grew up not knowing their parents. Some people grew up not knowing their mothers or their fathers. Some people grew up having to have lost a loved one. And I always want to say that, you know, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. And I've known people who have lost people and they've always said, but does God allow bad things to happen in your life? And I always say, no, God does not allow bad things to happen in your life. Remember, he says that I have plans for you, plans to prosper you, right? So God can say, I have plans to prosper you and bring something bad for you. But again, I want you to acknowledge that every one of us here has a purpose, a divine purpose that God has sent them to on this earth. And when something bad happens, doesn't necessarily mean that you did wrong, you know. Sometimes it's because it's the path, you know, for you to learn, for you to grow, or for you to inspire people. A while ago, I attended an event for pastors' wives and lady preachers. And one of the ladies, one of the mothers that was there who was preaching, was telling her story of how she lost both her parents and then she lost her son, and how painful it is, but she turned that pain into purpose. And I think as long as we shift our purpose from saying, but God, why? Or asking yourself, does God allow bad things to happen? Rather shift that pain and ask yourself, what is it that I'm to learn in the season of pain? What is it that I'm to learn from the pain that I went through? What is it that I have to learn from losing a loved one? What is it that I have to learn from the abandonment of a parent? I know it's not easy, and I'm not saying it's easy. I mean, I've lost a loved one. I lost my father, but I keep on reminding myself and keep on asking God, okay, God, in the season of learning about grief or learning about healing, what is it that I'm supposed to learn? Or what is the purpose? What is the message that I'm supposed to teach the next person or convey to the next person? And I believe when you are in this path of healing or in the path of forgiving yourself, these are the type of mindset that you should set yourself to, that you should allow yourself to have, rather than focusing on the negatives. And the more you do that, the more power you realize that you have, the more inner power that you realize that you have, and you can actually embrace and use to your own advantage. Own advantage not meaning that be pompous about it or be prideful about it, but just acknowledging that, you know what, somebody else is going to go through that. The truth of the matter is somebody else is going to go through the same thing that you have went through. But do you, what message or what lesson do you want those people to see or to have? Realize that you are the one that is carrying that person's healing, the next person's healing. I mean, if you have been abused, what message would you want to send to the next person? If you had to put yourself in that person's shoes, what would you want to hear in a time like that? I just want you to shift your mindset in that sense, to say, okay, fine, cry it out. It's okay to cry it out, but what message would you want to teach the next person or to convey to the next person? I mean, would you want to be the one to carry somebody through a time of grief and say, you know what, it's gonna get better, or even though it doesn't get better, but you're gonna grow from it? And I believe when you get to realize the power of self-forgiveness, you get to realize the voice that you carry or the message that you carry that other people have to hear. And I always say that is you realizing your purpose. Talking about this is a little bit painful, because I know it wasn't easy also for me to get to this point and for me to be able to say, okay, you need to forgive yourself, Gelezo. It wasn't your fault. You need to forgive yourself. What is it that you have to learn? And one of the things that I also highlighted, that it is time to release the burden of past traumas and let go of the weight you have been carrying. Let me tell you this, that is not yours to carry. My brother, my sister, yours is to carry your purpose and to relay that message to the next person. Yours is to learn from it. Yours is to heal and speak healing unto the next person. Here's something for you. You don't need to justify why somebody hurt you or seek closure in every situation. I'm gonna say that again. You do not need to justify why somebody hurt you or seek closure in every situation. It is surely not your responsibility to also understand others' decisions to inflict pain or to comprehend why you experienced certain challenges. This goes back to saying that it is not your fault. And it is not your responsibility to ask yourself, why did I have to be the one that had to be abused? Why did I have to be the one that my father had to leave me? Why did I have to be the one that my mother had to leave me? It is not your responsibility. And I tell you what, no matter you ask yourself or how many people you ask or how many times you pray, you're not gonna be able to comprehend that. And most probably, you're not even ready for the answer. Because yes, we serve a God that will answer. We serve a living God that will be there to answer all questions that you have. But are you ready? Have you created that container to be able to receive an answer? Are you able, or have you created a container to be able to face it, to be able to face the answer? Are you ready to hear God saying that this person had to die for you to prosper? Are you ready for that? Or would you rather say, okay, God, it has happened. I accept that it has happened. And I know it is not my responsibility. I did nothing wrong. Because you know what? Some people, it is not God's plan for you to go through that. And I want you to let yourself know, it is not God's plan for you to go through that. Sometimes all you need to do is apologize to yourself and find inner peace. Life can be unfair, but we often approach it with the expectation that others owe us assurance, loyalty, or apologies for their wrongs. And relying on others for constant reassurance risks losing the essential trust in ourselves. Because the moment we see ourselves failing to forgive ourselves, we are failing to trust ourselves. And how are you going to trust the next person? Nobody, absolutely nobody, owes you loyalty. And it is not even a must for somebody to forgive for their wrongs. We expect that. We always feel like it's humanly, yes, for somebody to come and apologize for their wrongs. But I tell you what, there's some people who will never ask for forgiveness, even though they know in the depth of the hearts that they wronged you, they will never. So are you going to live your life expecting an apology from a person like that? Rather be a bigger person and say to yourself, you know what? I'm going to forgive myself and I'm going to grow from that. And you are teaching this person also a life lesson, a lifelong lesson. So it is time to forgive yourself, regardless of your age, regardless of your background, regardless of your challenge, regardless of your pain. You deserve at least that much self-compassion and understanding. By doing so, I can assure you that you can begin to heal, you can begin to grow, and you will embrace the life you were meant to live. I hope this is a message to somebody, and I hope this will bring comfort, this will bring assurance to you, to know that you've got an inner power within you that you need to release. And for you to be able to release that power is for you to forgive yourself. And I pray for your healing. I pray that God locates you and heals your heart. I pray that He opens your heart so that you may begin to see your purpose. You may begin to turn that pain into purpose. And I pray that you will testify and you will heal the next person. Your healed self will begin to heal others. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you will relay the message to the next person.